A teacher once said that meditation is the continual act of befriending oneself. Maybe we could say for this retreat that meditation is the continual act of caring for our profound attention, caring for these eggs that are within us, continual act of nurturing, tending. Maybe we don't have to say caring for ourselves, because it's so easy for that orientation around self to be narrow, to be limiting, to be directed by our constructs of self. And so we learn to separate ourselves from the constructs, not being at war with them or critical of them, but to see the place where we get, where we gather up our energies, our tensions, in being the doer or the receiver of experience, or being the knower, the thinker, to see it as tension, see it as a pressure or tightness, or and that knowing that sees it as its own, as something separate, as opposed to being entangled with it. And the fading away of the tension, the relaxing, softening around it. Experiencing some modicum of peace or calm within. That's not so tied or connected to whatever is difficult within. Maybe there's a small place inside, in our core, where there's a calm knowing, feeling, some place inside that we sit with. We tend and allow for an inner maturation. An inner incubation. And how would you approach? How would you tend to your inner life? would you tend to your breathing? If you're allowing for something to incubate, to mature, allowing something to feel nourished by our presence, our attention, our care. If you have a sense of some deeper way of attending, maybe that attention, that tending, is both what is being incubated and what incubates. Relaxing the thinking mind. Letting the mind rest so it becomes expansive and open. So that instead of being centered on the thinking mind, there's a centering in a kind of profound attention within. That exists without the habit of taking it as me, myself, and mine. A deep attention that doesn't solve the difficulties you have, but it might melt them. Melting them down into the depths of your being. To a settled place. Breathing gently with what's being tended to, gently breathing with attending. for a quiet, peaceful, silent ripening, maturing. Maturing that can't be seen moment by moment. But in which we can trust and have faith. If there's anything that takes you away from your present moment experience, recognize that clearly. And let that, whatever it is, bring it to rest in the nest deep inside. And as it sits there in the nest, sit with it. Let it incubate. Maybe all things that are difficult are eggs that want to, chicks that want to be born. Into something beautiful. If anything is troubling, know that the alternative to being troubled is tending, caring for what is here, placing whatever is troubling in the nest within. Let it rest there. And be intimate with it, as if you're sitting on the eggs. profound attention is tending, is that which tends, the activity of tending. The activity of caring that brings warmth, peacefulness, gentleness, to whatever is inside. It can be seen as loving because it has no ill will. It could be seen as generous because it has no greed. It can be seen as infinitely forgiving because it has no resentment and judgment. It can be seen as wise because it doesn't have any stories, interpretations about it, anything. Profound attention allows some things to fade away, melt away, and allows other things to flower and ripen. And then sitting quietly, maybe allowing yourself to be still enough, quiet enough, slow enough, so the end of the sitting is just another phenomena that comes and goes, arises and passes within your profound attention. So with this bow of appreciation for each of you, the sitting comes to an end. So on retreats like this, we are both incubating what's inside. We are being incubated within. Who knows what wants to be born? And we're also being incubated by the retreat itself. So for this day, whenever it's available, go about the day at a speed and a way that allows all things to come and go. In the nurturance of profound attention, let all things, the knowing of them, the experiencing them, the feeling of them, rest within profound attention that is a carrying or nurturing, attending, that lets each thing unfold the way it wants. Thank you.